This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Cities across China are easing more COVID restrictions Friday, loosening testing and quarantine rules in the wake of nationwide protests calling for an end to lockdowns and greater political freedoms. In wake of the unrest across China, a number of cities have begun loosening COVID restrictions, such as moving away from daily mass testing requirements, a mainstay under Beijing's stringent zero COVID policy. Still, authorities are continuing to seek to contain protests with heavy security on the streets, online censorship in full force, and surveillance of the population has increased. The U.S. Congress has taken action to avert a rail strike that the Biden administration and business leaders say would greatly damage the economy. The Senate passed a bill Thursday to bind rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached between the rail companies and union leaders in September. That agreement did not include the paid sick leave unions had sought, but President Joe Biden said the issue is important.
It doesn't mean because we are going to pass this, God willing, by Friday, by the weekend, that I'm going to back off of paid leave. I made it really clear I'm going to continue to fight for paid leave for not only rail workers, but for all American workers.
The Senate passage of the measure came one day after the House of Representatives voted to impose the agreement. The measure now goes to President Biden for his signature. And President Biden honored French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday evening with a grand state dinner, which featured toasts by both leaders to the unity between their countries. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Supreme Court will rule on President Biden's student loan cancellation plan. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
It means the debt forgiveness program is on hold for now, with a final answer by early summer, about 2 months before the newly extended pause on loan repayments is set to expire. The plan promises $10,000 in federal student debt forgiveness to people with incomes of less than $125,000. Pell Grant recipients, who typically need more financial aid, are eligible for an additional $10,000 in relief. A federal judge in Texas struck down the plan. The case before the Supreme Court is a lawsuit filed by six states. Missouri's attorney general says the Biden plan would saddle Americans who didn't take out loans or already paid theirs off with even more economic woes. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. state of Georgia's Senate race runoff is set for Tuesday, and Democrats are making a final push to get voters to cast their ballots early. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In Atlanta,
I'm back.
Former President Barack Obama rallying voters for someone he calls a friend.
And your outstanding senator, Raphael Warnock.
Friday is the last day of early in-person voting in the Senate runoff between Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Voters have already cast more than 1.4 million ballots amid an all-hands-on-deck push by Democrats, while Republicans, especially Walker, have taken a less aggressive approach that could leave the GOP nominee heavily dependent on runoff election day turnout. Senate control is not in play. Democrats have already secured 50 Senate seats and have Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote, but 51 would make their position stronger. I'm Ben Thomas.
Somali forces killed 40 al-Shabaab fighters in the middle of the Shabelle region, the government said Thursday. The latest clashes in a months-long offensive that aims to weaken the grip of the Islamist militant group. And a federal appeals court has removed a hurdle in the criminal investigation of President Trump's handling of top-secret information seized from his Florida home. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A three-judge panel of a federal appeals court based in Atlanta has ruled unanimously to end an independent review of the seized documents. The decision represents a significant win for federal prosecutors. It clears the way for them to use as part of their investigation the entire set of documents seized during an August 8th FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. The ruling also amounts to a sharp repudiation of arguments by Trump's lawyers. For months, they have said that the former president was entitled to have a so-called special master conduct a neutral review of the thousands of documents taken from the property. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.